True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is Sam and Greg on this Thanksgiving morning. Happy Thanksgiving to you. In for the morning shift. Good morning, Georgia.
Morning.
And a happy Thanksgiving and to all the Stevie Wonder fans out in McDonough.
Okay.
And McDonough.
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 All right, down in Hendry County. How y'all doing?
We hope you're having a wonderful day there. Yeah, we're in for the morning shift, and we'll be in for the first hour of the Steakhouse. We'll be with you tomorrow morning, and then back on our usual Sunday morning. And by the way, middle of January, we get our Saturdays back. So we'll be back with you on
Saturday and Sunday morning. All right now.
Until 10. And a reminder, if you can't get in front of a TV today, A, we're sorry about that. But B, we got you covered.
Well, most folks will be in front of the TV. Their eyes will be closed after that meal.
Well, okay.
That's what you do. You watch the first game, you eat the meal. You end up on a couch in the big chair, and you wake up, the second game's on. Hey.
That's at your house, though, right? Yeah, your house. You can't do that visiting somebody.
No, it's hard to do.
Unless it's the relatives. We got Packers in Detroit, their first game.
Sometimes you sleep until, it's the night game. You sleep right through the Cowboys game. You know, hey, that's kind of what happens today, folks. Get ready. Y'all know what I'm talking about.
12:30 kick, followed by Kansas City at Dallas. And then, as Mr. Crenshaw just said, you wake up just before Cincinnati and Baltimore tonight. And we have all three of those games right here for you on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, normally, we'd be done until Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Changing nature. Yeah. NFL going to let some money fall through the cracks? Are you kidding me? So we got action for you tomorrow, too. So, again, if you can't get in front of a TV, we got the Bears.
Now, what do you have to subscribe to get the one tomorrow? The one tomorrow is not on. What network is that on?
They don't have it written in front of me here, so I'm not going to speculate.
I forget who's doing that one.
But, see, we don't care about where it's going to be televised. We care about the people who can get in front of a TV, knowing that they could listen to the pregame at 2:30 and the kick at 3 o'clock right here. Not only that, followed by that is the Hawks versus Cleveland.
Hawks versus Cleveland.
You've got pregame 7 o'clock, tip at 7:30.
And you know what comes on after that?
I know what comes on before that.
No, you know what comes on after the Hawks?
What's that?
Tomorrow night? The high school scoreboard show, man.
Oh.
It's the quarterfinal round of the state playoffs. And me and Chris Parker are going to break down the scores after the games. We'll be on from 10 until midnight. That's what we do on weeks.
Well, I knew that, but again,
play games, right?
they didn't have that on the list here.
That's why I'm letting you know what comes on afterwards.
Well, don't fuss at me because I don't know.
It's the high school scoreboard.
You're letting everybody know. You're letting me know, too.
It's Friday night during the high school football season.
Well, no, because it's not on. This ain't the regular season. This is the playoffs.
We're on throughout the playoffs. We're on every Friday throughout the playoffs. And, you know, when the Hawks play, it's a shorter show, but we get to get more time at the end. And which is kind of cool because we're on from 10 to 2. We just 10 to midnight. And we're giving, you know, scores, wrap-ups. We're talking with coaches. People are calling in updates from the games that went there. And we like it because people are listening on their way home from the games to find out what happens at the other games around the state. to see where they're going to have to go next week.
All right. Well, that makes all perfect sense.
That's what began.
All right. Well, then there you go. You got your rundown. I'm glad you brought that up. I wish I had it here. I would have told everybody, but that's what we're doing a show for. Yeah. Let folks know. Let me continue with this because that was just we got tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
Bears at Philadelphia. We got
mm-hmm.
Hawks at Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Then on Saturday, let me ask you this.
Okay.
Is there anything that you are – well, actually, let's go back to Friday because there's a little game going on Friday.
There's a little something. We got a little,
how did we gloss over that?
We got a little garden party.
Georgia,
but
we're
going to deep dive on that tomorrow. We're going to do a deep dive tomorrow.
Okay, but you got that going on also on Friday. But Saturday, for the first time in a while, I can say I'm going to be pulling for Michigan, not because of the person who I live with, because I want to see the upheaval that happens in college football if they win. If Michigan beats Ohio State, it's going to be the biggest win in the entire season of college football. That number one team being beaten, especially this close to the playoffs and in the conference championships. And Michigan will only – so they both will have two losses, which means Michigan then – jumps over a whole bunch of teams, and they've already talked about them being included in the playoffs. But that's going to move a whole bunch of – it's going to be like
– Well, yeah.
You
now.
Know, I use this analogy maybe too much.
Musical chairs.
I had kids – you know, there were kids around the house when this movie was out or these movies were out. So I always just say it's going to be like Harry Potter staircase.
Okay.
You know?
Yeah.
Going to – all them things moving around, and that's what's going to happen if Michigan beats Ohio State. So I'm going to be pulling for that because I want to see how college football – figures out. Because, see, last year everything
but
was cool.
But then here in town there are people who say, what if Tech can put it back together and pull off the upset and complete what they flirted with last year? And what would that do?
It would change some things.
Yeah.
But it's not like the number one team in the country getting beat.
Well, I think
that isn't in the playoffs.
That's what would be happening with Georgia, though. When you talk
Georgia
about
ain't number one.
Well, into the top four.
No, but the number one.
The top four, to me, makes a big shift.
Georgia got a loss already. The Ohio State don't have no loss.
Right.
So then you start cherry-picking the one-loss team. You have Indiana number one. You got that Big Ten. Again, it's going to be crazy. That's all I'm saying.
They'll go to the top, either them or Texas A&M, but don't put it past Texas to upset them. You know, that's what this week is all about, you know?
Yeah, but that's the one, though. That's the one. Even though it is, you know, in the minds of many, the rivalry in college football, although there are those who will argue, Army-Navy started also, y'all need to be quiet. You know, that's the biggest one.
Well, here's the thing. Auburn at 5-6 taking on Alabama, but they're playing them down at Auburn.
Yeah.
And things that go bump Iron in Bowl the night. There. Things that go bump in the night. At the stadium down at Auburn,
Saban said that joint is haunted.
Okay, you know what I mean.
he says it's haunted.
So I mean, strange things happen, and it's all teed up for some strange stuff to happen. And you know, and think about the schools now, especially in the SEC, who are in the market for coaches right now. This game tomorrow with Ole Miss and Mississippi State is a big deal.
Because the players got to feel a certain kind of way.
That's the pressure, and the thing of it is. It all goes out the window if Mississippi State beats them tomorrow. Mississippi State beats them tomorrow, call it off.
He calls U-Haul?
You know
what you're saying?
Well, absolutely.
Get U-Haul on the phone there?
That's happening. And because, you know, everybody's got to get commitments sooner. And that's the thing. You know, Franklin's already taken a job at Virginia Tech. Recruiting has to go on. You know, where these coaches have been fired, half of those guys are going to jump into the transfer portal. You got to get somebody established at your place. To say, all right, this is who we got. You guys want to come play here. So a lot of pieces that you used to have to wait until the last ball was kicked or until the season was totally done to do, man, you want to get that done as soon as possible because of the recruiting game you're playing. So, I mean, that's the whole thing with Kiffin. I know the people at Ole Miss would be very, you know, because they can throw all the money out there, people still see that job as a stepping stone job.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And but so look what he's done with it. And again, what would the conversation be?
Ole Miss, I got to say this about Ole Miss, and because a lot of people talk about them who've never been to see the place.
Mm-hmm.
But they got fantastic facilities down there. They've had an indoor practice facility down there for football long before Georgia got one. But if you guys never go down there to see it, recruiting it, you don't know. So, I mean, they have stuff down there where their program should be one of the elite programs in the country. And that's the thing is trying to lift it to that point. Kiffin has it up to that point now. if he leaves, who steps in to maintain that?
Nobody like him.
That's the thing.
Nobody
you know
like
what I mean?
Him.
So that's the thing.
And but here's my question. Okay, so if you take the two programs that have been discussed as the final locations for him, what looks more attractive in your mind? Like if you were his manager, LSU or Florida? Florida ain't been nothing since Urban Meyer, and before that it wasn't nothing since Steve Spurrier. So then you got, you know, Coach O, go Tigers. He gets one with Joe Burrow there, LSU, but LSU is a storied. I think
he goes LSU. LSU would probably throw the bigger bundle at him. And Florida is such a tough place to recruit now. It's a tough place to recruit. They're having a hard time keeping the players in state. You have more Division I programs in that state now than they had back in the day of the U or Bobby Bowden or Steve Spurrier. Those they could like corner the market on the best talent in that state. That day is gone.
What if he wants to keep all his money though? He's in Florida versus
it's fine, but you want to win. You want to keep your job for a while.
Well, I don't think that's going to be a problem. Yeah. The one thing you can say about Lane Kiffin is he knows how to coach. He knows how to coach up a team. He knows how to take a program and make it better. Right. We've seen that at a number of places. I'm just wondering about at this point in a lot of people's lives, and this is based on hearing other coaches, just people who are at a certain age, and it becomes quality of life more about getting them wins. He know he's not going to be the next Nick Saban. He's not going to get 7 championships. He's not going to.
Can he win one?
Okay, well, maybe.
Because we're talking about we only got, what, 2 active coaches that have won? What? Think about that.
Yeah.
Think about that.
Oh, that's right, because what's his name's gone?
You think about winning one.
Well, we got a guy who's won some Super Bowls.
You know what I mean? But I'm
on
just,
the college level.
Right? So I'm just saying.
I get what you're saying.
Right. You know, that's
there's something to be said for a quality of life. Executives, people who ascend to that corner office, whether it's coaching or whether it's in sports or business.
I think because of who he's been around, he wants that championship to take himself a little bit out of the Saban shadow. Because right now,
I believe he wants
that. You know what I mean?
I think LSU
may give him the best opportunity to get it over Florida. That's all I'm saying.
Okay.
There's so many Division I programs, and that's the real issue with why Miami can't become the U again, while Florida struggles, while Florida State struggles. You got Central Florida down the street. You got South Florida. You got Florida Atlantic. You got Florida International.
Are we leaving something out here?
You know what?
And he got some kids getting ready to head to college, or are they out? And which school would they want to go to?
Oh, I don't know.
I say that rhetorically.
They can go wherever they want to go.
I say that rhetorically, right. Of course. But, I mean, again, I get back to quality of life. Maybe the life in Gainesville or there close to it would be better for the Kiffin family versus wherever they'd be living, you know, close to LSU. I don't know. And I think we might get kicked into you-know-whats by all of this when he makes his final decision of a place that we didn't even think about. He may end up, you know, somewhere else.
Or he may stay put.
We'll see. May you live in interesting times. That's what we got going on right now.
Yeah.
All right. We haven't talked to this dude in a minute, and we are looking forward to this. The Sports Rev will be joining us next. Gabriel Stovall. Is he in Augusta?
In Augusta.
We'll get a call from Augusta. That's nice on Thanksgiving morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday. Because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium, unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
To him singing this while he's waiting to come and join us here, our man Gabriel Stovall is Sam and Greg comes back on this happy Thanksgiving morning. I don't care what you got to say about the man whose name is associated with this show. Funny is funny, and this is still one of the funniest scenes television has produced.
Very much, and
I just makes me smile on this Thanksgiving morning as we welcome Gabriel Stovall, the sports rev, to this, well, technically the morning shift, but it's Sam and Greg this morning.
Absolutely.
How you doing, buddy?
Good morning.
Ooh, we
that song this morning.
There we go. We couldn't hear you. Say that again.
Oh, you could. No, I said good morning, guys. Happy Thanksgiving. You were right. I was jamming to that song while I was waiting. I was like, I didn't know. I don't know if they were referencing the Cosby Show with that, but I know the Cosby Show is what introduced me to that song.
There you go. Yeah. Again. Yeah.
That's good stuff, right there, man.
Absolutely. Where you been, man? It's been a minute since
everywhere.
We've had you on here.
He's everywhere.
Everywhere.
Man.
I've been everywhere, man. Atlanta, Augusta, and anything in between, man. No, listen, it's been we've had a really, really busy fall sports season. Lots of high school football sports happening. High school football, obviously, you know, in the Augusta area where I'm at, where I cover mostly now, we cover probably about close to 60 schools in our coverage area. And, you know, we cover some South Carolina side as well as Georgia. So it's had us running, man. It's been a busy, but it's been a fun time, man.
Been very busy, very busy. Now, before we get into the football and obviously the big story around the state, when I talked with you yesterday, you were going in search of pies. Were you able to get did you get your pies?
I got my pies, man. Listen, I got three pies. I was all the way in Atlanta getting pies, man. I got three pies, brought them back, and then got blessed with two more that I didn't even count on, man.
Whoa!
Look at
God. Wait.
Come on.
They don't sell pies in Augusta?
They sell them. But, you know, I got two of them from Augusta, but I got three in the Atlanta area. Listen, I am this much of a foodie. I will travel wherever I got to go to get what my taste buds want, man. So, listen, I got the right kind of pies for Thanksgiving. It's about to be on in a few hours.
No, I'm not mad at him for that. No, I understand that completely. In a related story, can I just tell you this? I'm waiting. Everybody and their mother from Chicago has been calling me. Have you been to Patello's yet? Have you been to Patello's? You know, they opened up that hot dog joint on 75 and Baird Parkway like a week ago.
Yeah.
I ain't been there yet.
What?
Because it's new. You got to let it settle down, right?
This is true, Greg. When you first go, the line's going to be wrapped around the building. You'll never get in. You got to let it settle. You got to let people kind of get used to it for a minute. Absolutely.
Got to learn how to work the equipment in the back, how to clean the stuff up.
Oh, my God.
And then you got to get that certain taster to make you feel like you're on Michigan Avenue, pal. Go on.
We're spending time on this Thanksgiving morning with Gabriel Stovall, and he is social. You can find him at Gabriel C. Stovall, at Gabriel C. Stovall. All right, high school football playoffs are coming along, and you've been very, very busy. You got some teams that are still in the hunt, and you've been out visiting with them. And one of them is someone coached by someone that we know very well here in Atlanta who's now down at Burke County, right?
Yes, sir. Mr. Franklin Stevens, man, everybody in the metro Atlanta area knows him, probably from those days at Tucker. He has some great teams, state championship teams out there. But he's at Burke County now, his alma mater, actually. I think this is his third season there, and he's building that team up. They were Class 2A runners-up last year. They ran into that Carver-Columbus buzzsaw, man, that everybody got ran into.
Yeah,
man. But they're back. Like, to his credit, they lost so much from last year. And I told him, I was like, Coach, no offense, I didn't really – count y'all to get back this far. They're playing Rockmart in the quarterfinals tomorrow, but that team is 10-2, and they got their sights set on getting back to Mercedes-Benz, man.
You've been traveling all over the place. What team or player has caught your eye unexpectedly?
You know what? I am really, really impressed. Now, I'm not necessarily saying they're going to win it. Thompson has to play that Carver Columbus team I was telling you about. Thompson has a really loaded roster, man. They've got a quarterback, Markieffian Jones, who is playing lights out, but the dude's football may not even be his best sport. He's got a Power 5 or Power 4, I guess, basketball scholarship offers, man. And so I'm looking at that Carver team. They're a juggernaut. But you know what? If anybody left in the playoffs has the talent to run with them, I think it could be Thompson, man. They might give him a good game out there. Like I said, I don't know if they'll win it, but they're going to give him a good one out there. They've got a loaded roster, Thompson does, but so does Carver. So that'll be a good game to watch.
Well, Gabriel, when I lived and worked in Augusta, you had to go to the other side of the lake to see this team up in Lincolnton. They consistently, yeah, after year, were just cranking out these state championships. They're having another one of those seasons up on the other side of the lake. What do you know about these guys?
Let me tell you something. Coach Lee Humskis, I was out there after I left Burke County. I went over to Lincolnton to check them out. And they're Class A, but I'm going to tell you, they might be our best team in the area pound for pound. Like, I believe that they've got a shot to get back to that state championship place. And, you know, they're 12-0 as well. They're playing quarterfinals at home. But I think, man, they've been running through everybody. I really don't see anybody getting in their way. Lincoln County may be our best shot in the area, the Augusta area and the CSRA, to bring that state championship trophy back, man. They're a juggernaut this year.
Gabriel Stovall joining Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Look, we're talking high school sports here. We got to tell you that we had earlier on the show Gainesville AD Adam Lindsay. You've heard about the situation between them and Langston Hughes. From your seat, what are your thoughts on this situation that took place up there?
That's a question right there. I mean, you probably devote a whole show to talking about this, but you know, I think it's just, for number one, I think it's an unfortunate situation all the way around. I don't think you have any real winners in this situation, no matter how you shake it, because it's just a real unfortunate situation that you wish could have kind of got better curtailed on the field, so we wouldn't even have to be at this place. But it's tough, man, because you feel for the Gainesville kids. You feel, you know, you want them to be able to play. But then at the same time, because I saw where that, you know, at first the sanctions got lifted because of the court ruling, then GHSA comes back, they appeal the court ruling. Now you got a postponed football game, and everybody's like, let the kids play, and I get it. But I also see it on the GHSA side. I know some people don't want to hear nobody say that, but you've got rules there as well, and I think I understand why GHSA is kind of pushing back. Because if you just kind of let the courts just say, okay, this is how it is, and then take the teeth out of GHSA's ability to govern the sports, then you're talking that could be a slippery slope that I don't know if people really want to go down that slope like they think they do. Because it's all nice and well and good when it happens on your school side, but then let something happen and a court rule against your particular school and you have nothing else over it with jurisdiction to balance that out. That's going to be a problem, man. GHSA is not perfect, but I also think that I get why they are doing what they're doing. Even if I wish it wouldn't have to be that way, I kind of get why they're doing it. I think there's some real big implications to this kind of situation that I just don't know if people are fully understanding right now.
Just like you said, you're going to set a precedent now. And people, yes, anything else happen, people are going to say that. I think one thing that happens out of this, though, Gabriel, is that statewide, you're going to have some of the best conduct tomorrow night. You know what I mean? You're going to have some, right? You're going to have some statewide. You're going to have great conduct.
Listen, you're going to have some choir boys on the football sidelines this weekend with the teams that are still alive. Because I agree with you. I do believe that people are going to look at that this and just reinforce coaches and whatnot. They're going to reinforce to their teams, hey, listen, we cannot depend on the referees to curtail things. We cannot depend on the people on the field. We cannot depend on the GHSA or whatever else to rule in our favor. We got to learn how to be better at policing ourselves. You know, and I know this discussion gets into a lot of different layers and why weren't the refs doing this and why this, that. But at the end of the day, I think coaches will tell you, hey, we gotta police ourselves. We can't worry about leaving it in the hands of somebody else, even a governing body, to do the right thing on behalf of our programs.
Yeah.
There you go.
How about that?
All right, we got a Thanksgiving question for you.
Come on with it.
I have a very vivid remembrance of 9, 10, and 11 years old, Thanksgiving at my house.
Yeah.
And if the leaves weren't raked, my father made me get out there and rake the leaves because we had some family coming over. And then we would play the turkey bowl, and everybody had the leaves out in the front yard or the front part of, you know, in front of the house. And you would dive into the leaf pile, you know, like you were Jerry Rice or somebody, and then dive into the leaves. Again, you're 10 years old. What is your What is your favorite remembrance of those years growing up on Thanksgiving morning?
Okay, this is going to sound real weird, man. My favorite remembrance, even though back then I didn't really like it, but now I do, is when my mother loved and my family loved chitterlings.
Oh,
y'all know what that is?
That was New Year's Eve at my house.
I'm
out on the back porch. I'm out on the back porch, man.
Y'all, you
just ran me out of the house.
I can't stand them. However, when I smelled the smell, it always made me think, all right, it's holiday season time. It's holiday season. And so now I think about that smell sometimes, and I kind of miss it, to be honest. You know, my mom is still here, but she's back in Omaha, and family's all scattered over. But honestly, it's those smells, man, scents and aromas of things in the kitchen, and it just made you think, okay, holiday season, Christmas trees going up soon, mm-hmm. Thanksgiving time. That's what I miss. I don't like I said, I don't eat them. I don't eat them now, but I miss the smell. I miss those spits that my mother used to make, man. That's my memory.
That's Gary from Snowball. Holding things down at Augusta WJBF, but also a pastor. Today is Thanksgiving Day. Give us a little something before you go.
Non-denominational.
Right, absolutely. Get something
non-denominational. I got you, man. Listen, I will say this. This year has been a very, very difficult year for me outside of just doing the work that I do and all of that sort of thing. It has been a trying year. I've gone through some stuff that I never thought I would have to go through. Now, here's the thing I'm thankful for. I'm thankful for the fact that I survived it. I'm thankful for the fact that when I look back over my life, some of the worst stuff, things I never imagined I'd have to deal with, things I would have been scared to deal with. And the good part about it is when you survive your worst days, you don't really get scared of anything else. So when you survive 100%, when you look back and realize I've survived 100% of my worst days, it's kind of like, all right, let's just keep living. Bring it on. Let's see what life has to offer next, because you have the confidence of knowing that God can bring you through it, man. So I'm thankful just to be alive. I'm thankful that the worst days of my 2025 could not take me out. And it's made me stronger, man, and made my faith stronger and my appreciation for life stronger. So that's what I'm going to tell the Lord before I eat my sweet potato pie today.
That's all right, man. We appreciate you sharing that with us this morning. Appreciate spending some time, man. It's been a while.
It has been.
No.
You got to keep gas in the car so you can keep coming over.
I am. Listen, don't wait till Masters to talk to me again, y'all. We got to do this a couple more times before April, brother.
Absolutely. All right, loosen the belt, get yourself a good position in front of the TV, and enjoy the rest of your day.
Yeah. Yes, indeed. Y'all do the same. I appreciate y'all so much.
There you go.
Appreciate you, man. Gabriel Stovall came to Atlanta to get pies for the day.
Yeah. But
I
understand
that. That's a mighty good pie to get somebody to drive from Augusta.
My mother and Miss Seymour used to drive from Chicago to West Side to go to Gary, Indiana to pick up some stuff because they couldn't get it. And they knew exactly the place to get it there. They go, and sometimes they'd grab me by the back of the shirt and put me in the back seat, and I'd have to go with them. But they'd drive to Gary, Indiana, and sometimes East Chicago,
yeah,
Indiana, and pick up stuff. So I understand that completely. All right, you ready to find out what Noelle's got running around in her head?
Absolutely.
It is Noelle's World up
Let's
next.
Go.
It is Sam and Greg on this Thanksgiving morning. We are in for the morning shift. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes. They're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
We sitting here trying to remember the Soul Train dances of these songs.
Doing the jerk.
Yep.
Doing the camel pop. Camel walk. What you do, right? There you go.
It is Sam and Greg on a Thanksgiving morning in for the morning shift. Thank you for letting us be a part of your holiday morning. It is. You know, it ain't just this morning. Since we've all lost weight, we've been dancing a lot more up in here.
Why is that?
Because we lost weight.
Is that what it is?
Yeah. Except we're putting all these pastries in us.
I know. You bring this in us today, man.
We all brought stuff.
You know, that's it, man. Yeah. You know.
And want to thank Mike Conti for leaving us a little something, something.
We're a little lighter on our feet these
days. Yeah. All right. We got to shut up because this is not our segment.
I know that's right.
This is for Noelle.
We've been waiting on this.
Find out what she got going on.
You know, this is as good as the giblet gravy. Come on.
Good morning.
Morning.
Morning. I don't do no giblet gravy either.
Thanksgiving morning.
Yes.
Yeah.
We've been here before the sun. We finally get to see the sun. It's looking good today.
Nice, but it's a little cold out there now.
Yeah, it is.
It is definitely that.
For your turkey bowl or whatever you and your family like to do.
Turkey, yeah. Well,
it's a little chilly today. But speaking of Thanksgiving, as I was working on some things this week that we'll get into later on this weekend, because we have a lot of shows this week, I decided to watch Thanksgiving episodes this week. Because I am a sitcom nerd, and I thought that would be fun.
Okay.
And so we watched a little Living Single, we watched a little Roseanne, and we would get into all of that. But I wanted to start off with The Cosby Show, because and it's interesting that Greg brought it up earlier today, because it's one of my favorite Thanksgiving episodes. And it's Cliff's Wet Adventure, when they keep sending Cliff out all day to go to the store to get stuff.
And he comes back in rain.
Right, and there's all kind of chaos going on in the house at the same time. Like, he's really like the B-plot that comes in and out. Mm-hmm. You got Olivia and Martin's first Thanksgiving with them. You know, Denise's random new family she brought home from wherever. You got Theo and his friends dropping in because they're snowed in. They're supposed to go to a cabin. You got Sandra's whole family there with Elvin and his extended family. There's a lot going on there. And you got Cliff coming in and out of these doors trekking in all types of rain and foliage.
I forgot about that.
And looking completely
aggravated.
Annoyed, exactly. Yeah.
But he's not in the scenes that much. He's just
That's why I say he's the B plot, because he's coming in and out.
Go back and look at that again and see who directed that episode. He might have directed it. That's a lot of times the actors, when they have lesser scenes in it, they usually have stepped up and directed that episode. So go back and check and see if he did that one.
Okay, I'll look at that one, because that's a good tip there. Mm-hmm. But that was always one of my favorites, of like all this chaos going on in the house, and you just hear this door open up, and you hear this big storm outside and see all these leaves blowing and Cliff looking crazy. And then the best is at the end when they're having dinner anyway, because Claire done figured out how to make all this stuff without the stuff she keeps sending Heathcliff to the store for. So Cliff looking even crazier, like, how are y'all sitting down, how are y'all having dinner and having cornbread and dressing and all this stuff, and you told me you needed eggs. You done sent me to the store three times for some eggs. Where'd you get eggs from? I borrowed them from the neighbors. Exactly. So that's why I thought it was funny that the sportswear referenced two pies that he got blessed with, because that meant he kind of didn't have to drive to Atlanta to get pies. I was like, you like Heathcliff getting sent all over the place for some eggs.
Can we get your opinion on chitlins?
I'm out. I'm on the porch.
Man, I'm on back
on
the porch.
Well, we already know what you like.
Yeah.
You left the house.
Yeah, I'm with Sam. I'm on the back of the porch. I'm out.
It's funny. Yeah, we're all in the same boat with it. But I learned how to play golf because of chitlins.
Wow.
Because my father did what Sam did. He would leave. And so he'd go, I'm going to play golf. I'd be like, Daddy, can you take me with you?
Right, like, don't leave me.
I started playing golf with him at Columbus Park when my mother would make chitlins.
That's hilarious. It's funny because there's a scene in one of the Roseanne Thanksgiving episodes where Nana Mary, Fred is trying to avoid somebody, so he gets up and leaves the kitchen, and then Nana Mary wants DJ to rub her feet, and then DJ goes, don't leave me, and pushes her feet off him and jumps off the couch to run into the kitchen. So, yeah, kids always find their ways to escape. I've had my moments before. I was trying to get out of Dodge.
Yeah.
And all I see is my brother's car going up the driveway. And I'm like, oh, no.
What did they make you do as a kid that you didn't want to do? Well, that Christmas, Thanksgiving, whatever the holiday was, when you were a kid, they made, Noel, you got go take care of this.
My job was to not be underfoot, because I was the youngest of possible. Mm-hmm. So my job was just to get somewhere and stay foot and don't get in the way. Yeah,
okay.
Basically.
All right.
And then as I got older, I was in charge of cakes.
In charge of cakes?
Cake, buying them or making them?
No, making them. Pound cake, red velvet cake.
How did that happen? How did you become so trusted?
She had an older sister or brother taught her how to bake, right?
I don't know about that, but I like to bake.
Okay.
I don't know about that part. Yeah. I did have older siblings. They didn't do stuff with me, but I don't know about teaching me how to bake.
They didn't. Okay. We won't give them credit for that.
But yeah, I was spending most of my Thanksgivings, you know, while watching these episodes, because this is what I love to do.
Anything you saw, I mean, you go back and watch them over and over again, but anything that you saw, say, you know what, I missed that last time. You've seen these over and over again, and you still watching, you see something that you missed?
Well, what's funny is I was watching one of the, because there's three, I believe, Roseanne Thanksgiving episodes, and I was watching one of them, and it's just kind of funny how Thanksgiving is Thanksgiving, and it's this special day, but also it's just a day where, you know, you can find out chaos and surprises and, you know, get thrown in negative directions just like any other day. And there's an episode where Roseanne and her sister actually finds out that their dad has a mistress on Thanksgiving. So it's like you have all
John Goodman?
No.
Or father?
No. Yeah. Father.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, and it leads into this whole stuff for the rest of the season. But it's just interesting how Thanksgiving is a special day that we try to observe, but also it can get messy. But one of my favorite things that I see when I watch the Living Single episode every year, Thanks for Giving, which has Heavy D in it, by the way, the cold opening is them watching the Cowboys game upstairs in the boys' apartment, and Deion Sanders comes through dressed to the nines, you know, wipes himself down, looks around, and he dodges a defender or two because he has the ball, he intercepted the ball, he has it, and he eats a pig in the blanket. Spins into the kitchen and he's gone. The next thing you know, Overton watching the kitchen talking about, is that a pig in a blanket? One of my favorite scenes of all time.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Let me know when you're done, because I got a question for you guys.
Go for it.
All right. This is for the two of you. And it keeps it along the same vein. I was going to do this during casting call, but right now we got a few minutes to fill. Which spokesperson on TV would you like to switch places with and have their job? Not because of the paycheck that they could possibly be getting, and they do make a ton of money.
Yeah.
But who would you want to switch places with? if you could be that spokesperson?
Probably Drew Barrymore, because she looks like she's having a ball right now.
For
what everything. Does she? For everything. She's doing cruise lines and
okay, I get
bingo
you.
Apps and just anything that shoots quick and the check clears.
Okay.
And she looks like she's having a ball, plus a talk show.
Although, I'm glad you brought that up. I'm surprised to see Blake Griffin in them Wayfair commercials.
See?
It took me a minute to realize that was there. I was like, is that Blake? I see Kelly Clarkson, but.
You got Giannis doing Kohl's.
Now, that I can understand. And it's funny, and they're playing on his accent.
Yes.
That was. It's a funny thing, so they mispronounced the word. Yes, I've said, and it was the way he pronounces certain words, but it sounds like something cuss word about to come out of his mouth. That was funny. All right, listen, I'm going to end this. If I could switch with one dude, and I mean as far as actors, too. Right now, I'm Jake from State Farm.
I was thinking about him.
Okay.
I used to say Flo.
What a gig.
But Flo is.
What about Shaq? And nobody tops Shaq. Man, that dude's selling more
stuff.
But see,
you got, no. Here's the thing. I wouldn't want to be Shaq because you got to be Shaq. And people like him will tell you, Jordan, it's tough at times to be that person.
Did he ever get his car back? He had a car that was missing.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah.
One of the 50?
I'm about to say, was it the K900?
He had a car that was missing. I don't know if he got his car.
No,
back.
He had the Buick.
But the thing is, this dude, Jake, he can go to all the sporting events. He can go to anything he
but
wants to.
Everybody recognizes him.
That's what I'm saying. But he's not approached like a Shaq or a Barkley because he didn't play, but he's just associated with. He gets all the perks without being the athlete.
All the perks. And, I was watching a commercial the other day with Patrick Mahomes, who just re-signed his Adidas contract. And Jake from State Farm got an Adidas jacket on.
That's what I'm saying.
It's a red State Farm jacket with the State Farm logo, and then you see the three stripes on the side. And I was like, that has everything to do with Patrick Mahomes. I guess Patrick Mahomes can't wear it in the commercial, but Adidas going to get forced in here somewhere because Adidas got to get their money's worth out of Patrick Mahomes.
Jake from State Farm, you know, he sold me that he shows up anywhere. We showed up on draft night with Caitlin Clark.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. He knows where the money going.
Well, he got to help her make it easy.
Yeah. Right.
He got to really paint the circle so she can shoot from three and make everything easy. So he had to be there on draft night.
Just so you know, the real names of the three people who I listed, Dean Winters. Dean Winters is the mayhem dude from Allstate.
Oh, yeah, I knew that because, you know, he'd be on Law & Order Special Victims
Unit.
Right.
He was in Oz, too.
Oz,
wasn't he?
Too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Stephanie Courtney. That's Flo. She's the top of the food chain. And she writes all those commercials, too. And she performs.
She does copy,
multiple.
Too?
Oh,
that's crazy.
She was part of a comic troupe. That's how she was discovered. So, yeah, she writes all those spots.
Wow.
So she gets paid.
Yeah. Like, I didn't know she was writing copy. Oh, that's crazy.
See, sometimes you can be Tina Fey or sometimes you can be her.
Uh-huh.
Right? You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly. And then Kevin Mills.
Yep.
Or Miles. I think it's Miles. Kevin Miles is Jake from State Farm.
Because it used to be a real Jake from State Farm. I feel sad for him.
Now, the one person that nobody has mentioned, but she is as visible as anybody else, is that I don't even know her name, the woman from the Toyota commercial. She just stands there in the red. She got long brown hair, and she got red top and black pants, and she's been doing them forever.
Yeah, that's because she ain't got no personality, though. They don't let her do anything to have a personality, she, so she doesn't,
see more of her.
I like the Affleck duck.
Affleck.
He gets to hang out with.
I was just about to say, I like the people he hang out with. He hang out with everybody.
Hang out with Dion and Saban.
And I found out why I didn't get that commercial.
Really?
Yeah, because they got, what's the girl who does the.
Alicia Gray?
They went for continuity. Let's just put it that way.
Okay.
So they just went for continuity.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that. And that's fine. I'm not mad. It happens all the time. Sometimes I get them because of continuity. But this one I didn't get. And I saw it. And. You know, Don was there and the duck was there. And the thing I was going, I was like, hang on, I auditioned for that role. I didn't get it. Doggone it. So, went for continuity. Anyway, are you, is that sufficiently your Noel's world? Anything else? Nothing else? You ain't got nothing to say about Falcons up there in New York?
We have all week for that, Greg. Let's go roll it. We have all week for that.
In other words, she's saying, don't aggravate me.
But if you, I know, I'm actually happy this week. We
okay,
beat the
good,
Saints, Greg.
Good.
And there's nothing to be agitated about.
Then never mind. Listen.
We beat New Orleans.
Yes, we did.
Okay?
Yes, we did.
That's the one thing you can do to put a smile on all our faces.
Absolutely.
But if you have a little time today, if you're in the kitchen and you're looking for something to put on in the background, check out WKRP in Cincinnati's Turkeys Away.
Oh, no,
season
you're not.
Season 1,
Les Nessman.
Episode 7.
The one where he goes.
Yes.
right behind
watch
him.
People, watch everybody in Cincinnati run for their lives.
Since we're doing nonsense, America's first superhero was born today. America's first superhero in films was introduced today. Do you know who that was?
The Lone Ranger?
Nope. The Mask of Zorro.
Ah, okay.
The first American superhero in films. Having said that, we got money flying through the air. I'm going to tell you about that during Casting Call. It's Sam and Greg. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
True North has something truly fast and friendly. Introducing the True Rewards mobile app. Sign up to get instant access to member-only offers and in-store coupons. As a True Rewards member, track your club status, find a store, and redeem exclusive offers all in one place. Join today and save 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up and save 5 cents every day. Savings are stackable with Shell Fuel Rewards. Download now from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North convenience stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select one-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.